Tenakwe, good morning. This is Waitea News. A settlement of claims over Mount Taranaki came a step closer yesterday with the first reading of Te Pire Whakatupua Motekahui Tupua Taranaki Manga Collective Redress Bill. Uri from the eight tribes of Taranaki were at Parliament to witness debate on the bill, which will give the mountain a legal personality and a single name, Taranaki Manga. Negotiator Jamie Tuta says it's a victory not just for the people but for Te Reo Taranaki.
The restoration of the Māori name, Taranaki Maunga, not Mount Taranaki, not Mount Egmont, but Taranaki Maunga. It's a first for our country. It's rather ironic when we're removing sort of Te Reo Māori road signs, but we're celebrating the restoration of Taranaki Maunga, Te Reo Māori only name for the mountain. The Egmont National Park will no longer be in its current form. Under these arrangements, it will have a Māori only name, Te Papakura o Taranaki.
This is the third such move by the Crown to bestow a personage on a landmark. In 2014, the National Government granted Te Tuiwera with the rights, powers, duties and liabilities of a legal person. Then in 2017, it passed our Tupua Bill, which acknowledged Whanganui River as an indivisible living whole. The Taranaki Maunga Bill heads back to the Māori Select Committee for public submissions. When it passes into legislation, Maunga Taranaki will have a board called Tūpuni Kokorangi to speak on its behalf. The board's made up of 50% iwi or Taranaki and 50% ministerial appointments. It's expected that Te Pire Whakatupua Motekahui Tupua Taranaki Maunga Collective Redress Bill will pass into legislation by the end of the year. Housing Minister Chris Bishop says micromanagement may be the way to get families out of the housing crisis. The government has set a target of reducing the number of whānau living in emergency accommodation like motels and boarding houses by 75%. About 3,000 families are in emergency accommodation, including about 800 whānau with tamariki who have lived there for longer than 3 months. Mr. Bishop says a social investment plan targeting individual whānau will be able to address issues like addiction and disability.
What we want to do is really get down to the individualised needs of individual families and the communities with which they live and target support around them on a very individualised basis and use data and evidence to guide that. But we are doing quite a lot of work to really drill into that. And of course the Kāinga Ora Review, which is due back soon, will help inform that.
Chris Bishop, the review is being led by former Prime Minister Sir Bill English, who as Finance Minister attempted to introduce the social investment approach to public policy. The shearing season's wrapped up with a tight finish to the New Zealand Shearing Championships in Te Kuiti. Commentator Doug Lang says Wired Up shearer David Buick won the 20 sheep competition by a 0.5 point margin despite Kaiwaka's Tor Henderson shearing the sheep 21 seconds quicker. It's a great comeback for Buick, after having to learn to walk again after a life-threatening farm accident 3 years ago. Henderson still emerged as the season's top shearer in both the North and South Islands, which is a reward for his dedication to the trade.
There couldn't be much more commitment than having to come down from Kaiwaka to places like Dannevirke and Waipukuro, or flying down to the South Island, right from Kaikoi in the north, right down to Gore in the south. So you can see the commitment that goes into it there.
Doug Lang. And that wraps this update of Waitea News.